How do you feel about public displays of religion? Is there a time and a place, or should it be okay to express your beliefs no matter who is around? Kelly got in touch with the programme after a recent dining experience.
Well, basically, my friend and I, two single parents, took our kids to the Carvery on Easter Sunday. And my daughter and I arrived first, and I was quite aware of two men sort of keep on looking over at the table. And when my friend then came with her kids, her daughter actually made comment about it too. So that was fine, whenever I thought anything else of it. And then the two men that had been looking sort of proceeded to come over to the table. One of the men sort of directed himself at me and started saying that and giving out Christian tracts, and the other man continued then to give tracts to the kids and my friend.
What do you mean by tracts?
It was a tract that said something about a Christian conference on it, and they sort of stood over us for quite a while, and we felt uncomfortable, but the manager then proceeded to come over to the table about 5 minutes later and asked, was everything okay? And I didn't want to be rude, so I sort of shook my head as if to say, no, it wasn't. And the manager then asked the men to leave the table. So the men left. One of them sort of said, were we giving out tracts? So that was okay. So my friend and I sort of got on with our meal and didn't think anything else of it. And then towards the end of the meal, I looked across at the table over from me, which it was a small room. So there was a man that had his hand on a lady's head. The lady had her hands up, both hands up. And I looked at my friend and I said, look over there. And the man produced then a bottle of like holy water. And the lady sort of repeated what the man was saying. And we felt really, really uncomfortable.
So it was like a religious ceremony that was happening at the table next to yours?
That's exactly what it was.
Well, why did you feel uncomfortable at that?
It was just, we came out for Sunday lunch. And it was right, it wasn't in a corner or anything. It was right at the very front of this room. So it was a bit of a, it was more than just a prayer. I don't know what it was, but
like a ceremony type thing.
It looked like a ceremony type thing, and it was sort of, it wasn't the place for it. It was a public sort of area, and we had to come out for food with our kids, and our kids felt uncomfortable, and we felt really uncomfortable. The other staff had made comment on it as well, how uncomfortable that they had felt, and I just didn't think it was the time and the place.
What would you say, Kelly? Some people might be listening this morning and say, well, maybe you're just uncomfortable because it was religious, and perhaps you're not religious yourself, and therefore that's why it seemed unusual or seemed strange to you.
Not at all. I am. I go to church, and I really, it's not that we were feeling it, but to me it wasn't necessary there,
So what happened next?
So literally then we got up, the other managers came into the room and they were sort of standing aghast, and one of the managers said to me, the one that had actually come over to the table at the first time and said, that this was ridiculous and it shouldn't have been going on when they were giving out the tracts and stuff. He then said it would have been rude if he had gone over to the table and interrupted. It wasn't a short thing. This lasted maybe 10 or 15 minutes. So it did, and it was literally, as I say, it wasn't done quietly at a table. It was, in an open arena. So they just stood aghast and looked, and we sort of thought they might have done something to take control of the situation, and then another manager came.
I know, but Kelly, to be fair, though, when you say control of the situation, it wasn't a riot that was happening in there. It was a let's assume it was a religious ceremony that maybe was unusual to you, but to them it was just totally natural.
No, the other staff had passed comment about it too and said about, you know, the fact that it wasn't the place for it and that they felt uncomfortable.
So what happened in the end then, Kelly?
Well, literally they carried on, and when the man then left the lady, he came away from the table and sort of said hallelujah and kept repeating different religious things. And we sort of, it was at the end of our meal, so we sort of, the chap came over then from the hotel and said, asked, did we want to move? And by that stage, we'd already had our lunch and we were going anyway. And they gave us a card away at the very beginning whenever chats were at the table. They had given us a card and said, you know, come back and, you know, get a discount or whatever. But we hadn't. At that time, we just wanted to get on with our food. All we wanted was really a quiet Easter
So dinner. You weren't happy, Kelly, with how the hotel or the restaurant had dealt with what was happening when you were trying to have a meal?
No, not at all. And it was, I've had further phone calls that basically said that we were in the wrong, that everybody was happy in that room.
We did contact the Luxor Hotel on your behalf. They said, we are sorry that the guest in question felt uncomfortable with the actions of another member of the general public. With tact and sensitivity, our service team managed the situation as it arose. Upon communication with the guest, we offered, by way of a gesture of goodwill, to refund the food bill of £99.75 for five persons.
And no, my friend was with me at the time, and I said that I would accept that offer. And the girl basically shut it down the phone. Well, sure, we'll let Stephen Nolan sort that one out and put the phone down.
So what do you think? Would this have made you feel uncomfortable, or should faith be something that we can share and express wherever we might be? 030 30 80 55 55, on the line, journalist Fionnuala Meredith and Pastor Brian Madden. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Vinny.
Pastor Madden, what do you reckon?
Oh, good morning, Fionnuala. Well, I'm actually astounded, so I'm to hear this, because we're almost living in a nanny state if this is the case, because I think what has happened, not being there, I think actually what has happened is the guys have fulfilled the scripture of James 5:14. If there's any sick among you, call the elders to anoint you with oil. That's what it sounds like to me. But my problem is that we're being offended at everything this day and age. But you did make a good point there about being religious, because Jesus himself offended religious people continually. Pharisees and Sadducees were all offended at his work. So I'm not surprised that people are offended when they see an expression of Jesus in the public place.
Well,
so
Kelly. Does what you've heard, point, though, Pastor, does it sound like something that maybe should have been a private function?
No, no way, because Jesus didn't do his ministry in a private place. He done most of his ministry in the street in a public place.
Well, was it the Last Supper? Was it not a private function? I'm not sure that's the way they would describe it, but it was in an upstairs room, so to speak.
Yeah, no, well, it wasn't the Last Supper, because from what I've heard, it sounds like the guy was anointing the girl on the head with oil, which is in James 5:14. So it's not a
okay,
public occasion.
Okay, well, Fionnuala Meredith, what do you reckon?
I reckon this is a really bizarre and very interesting story that does call up quite important issues about how we interact with each other in public. So I think it's really significant in that way. For me, the worrying part was the moment where the gentleman, or the two men, I think Kelly said it was, came over to their table and basically tried to evangelize them. You know, they were given tracts. They were told about, I think she said, some kind of religious conference. That's the part that really concerns
Why?
Me. Because you're sitting there having a private meal with your own family, and that's someone coming over and intruding on your own private space. Now, the other stuff that happened at the table, to me, is very bizarre indeed. But the main thing that I would say that was wrong was that the people approached Kelly's family's table with tracts. Because it's different if you think someone gives you a tract in the street. You have a choice to say yes or no. You can just walk on. But in a restaurant, you're kind of trapped. You're sitting there, aren't you? Because you've got your table, you've got your meal. you've paid for your meal. This is another important point of the part of this, I think, that you've actually shelled out a fair bit of money. What was it, £99? A lot of money.
Well, it was £100 on food, which the hotel offered to refund, and then obviously there was alcohol on top of that, or drinks. Yeah. I don't actually know if it was alcohol.
Aye, but so a fair bit of money. So you're shelling out all that. You're wanting some private family time to enjoy that food, to enjoy that occasion. And someone else is intruding on it. And to me, that's just not right. It's so bad manners.
Well, Brian, what do you reckon? If you're paying to go somewhere, that's someone that wants to go and have a meal with their family, and then people approach you. As Finola says, it's then difficult unless you get up and physically walk away. Some people would see that as an intrusion on their privacy.
Well, you see, the only thing would be an intrusion for me, Vinny, if I was in a private room. But it's not private because it's public. There's other tables around you, so it's not private. But my goodness, we need to be a bit more thick-skinned because I'm not easily offended.
Well,
I've been on many occasions where people have came and offered me tracks. I've seen prayer mats in airports.
Well, let me give you an example places. There. Let me give you an example. Right, I really believe in reproductive rights for women. That's something I feel very passionately about. So if you were sitting having a meal and I decided to come over and bring some pro-choice material over to tell you about it, why I thought that was very important, do you not think that would be completely out of order on my part?
I would have no problem with that at all because simply I would
really?
Just say yes or no, thank you, and that's it. It's simple.
But the people didn't leave, though. They went on. Kelly said that they didn't just, you know, they hung around. They had to be asked to leave by the manager. They had to be asked.
Well, yes, the staff...
The manager's entitlement. The manager's entitlement.
Well, the staff approached them and asked, was everything okay, to which Kelly shook her head and said no, and then the staff asked them to return to their seats and to essentially leave them alone.
And that's fine. I'd have no trouble with that. If I was doing the likes of that and the manager asked me to leave, I would apologise and say no offence and leave. And that's as simple as that. I think we're living in a situation where everyone's being offended. We're almost turning ourselves into a communistic state.
Okay.
Where no one's allowed to express himself.
Okay, Pastor Madden.
Somewhat ridiculous.
Stay there for a moment. Finola Meredith, stay there as well, please. Let's go to Paul in Ardoyne. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Vinny.
What do you reckon? Vinny,
I find it offensive, in particular, those who arrive at your door with these tracts and stand and want to foist their idea of religion upon
Why?
Me. Because they're trying to foist their religion upon me. I don't arrive at their door and try to foist my religion upon them. How dare they come to my door and try to foist their religion upon me?
But you have to remember as well, Paul, that these are people that feel so passionately about their religion. It's something that they would say is the core of who they are. And they're trying, not to annoy you, but they're trying, I would assume that they believe, to enlighten you and to bring you into the joy that they feel.
But that's nonsense, because that all depends on their personal belief, not my personal belief. It's none of their business what my religion is. And how dare they come to my door and try to foist their religion upon me?
What do you reckon, Paul? Because you could shut your door. This lady, Kelly, she was at a restaurant. She was at a table with her family having her Easter Sunday carvery. So she couldn't... Well, she could, I suppose, have got up and taken the whole family and moved. It's different, though, isn't it?
It is different when you can't actually get away from it. But when you can't, for example, in my case, where I just said to him, look, don't force your religion upon me. I don't want to hear about your form of religion, because it is, after all, their idea of religion, not everybody's idea of religion. And I tell them to go away. And that's fine.
Well, Pastor,
I don't like the idea that they are standing foisting these things upon you, because that's what they do.
Stay there
right in front of your face and stuff
okay.
it in your face.
Stay there for a minute, Paul. Just, Pastor Madden, in terms of why people do try and give religious tracts to others, because some people, like Paul, see it as annoying. So why do they do it in the first place?
Well, here's the thing, Paul. Here's the thing, Vinny. Sorry. We
you can talk directly to Paul. He's still there. If you want to explain to him why this is done.
Well, the emphasis is said at the start is on the word religion. Religion is the most divisive tool in our country. I am into a relationship with Jesus Christ, not religion. And as I said before, Vinny, Jesus Christ.
That's just your opinion.
Who were the people who were most offended by Jesus' ministry? Religious.
That's your
people.
Opinion. That's all your opinion. It's not
that's scriptural.
Opinion.
It's scriptural. It's biblical. The Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Lots of things are biblical.
Okay, one at a time. Pastor Madden, you go, and then Paul will bring you back
Hindus,
in.
Hindus, Buddhists are all.
Well, here's my question
biblical.
To Paul. Here's my question to Paul. Who put Jesus on the cross? Religious people.
That, look, wait a minute, you're still working on the assumption that all that happened. I'm coming from a point of view that that's your idea of what happened, not everybody's idea of what happened.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Well, you put the Bible aside and go to Jewish historians, Roman historians, and there is proof that would stand in any court of law that Jesus Christ was a real person and was crucified outside of the Bible.
Now,
if you're going to go down the lane here with an atheistic belief, that is not what the topic is.
Okay, Pastor Martin, let's let Paul respond to that. Go ahead, Paul.
Quite simple. Is one of the worst things that ever happened in this world is religion. Because you look at how many thousands of religions there are, the amount of people lying in their graves over religion, and which one of them's right? Is he right? Am I right? Who is right?
Well, let's remember as well.
Are the Muslims right? Who is right?
Let's remember as well that this lady, Kelly, that contacted the program, she describes herself as religious. So let's bear that in mind when we're talking about this as well.
Fair enough. Yes. That doesn't mean that people have to force their religion upon her.
True. Yeah.
Nobody's voicing their religion. You're talking.
They are. Right?
All right. I know Stephen's off today, but we'll not have any shouting. It's Friday, and it's fried my head as it is. Fanola Meredith, we'll bring you back in at this point. Enough. Stop it.
Communism.
Getting heated.
I don't even know who's who now. Fanola, go ahead.
Okay. I'm just saying, I actually think it's not even about religion. It's about your right to sit privately, unmolested by people in a restaurant. You know, without being interfered with, without somebody coming up to tell you how they see the world, what they think, what they believe in. In a way, actually, religion is beside the point. It's about your right to not be messed about with.
Okay.
When you've gone to a restaurant and paid money and you want to sit privately with your family and enjoy that meal.
Pastor Madden, Brendan has tweeted in. He won't come on because he says he's working.
Yeah.
That's questionable. And what he is asking is if it wasn't a Christian person that was performing or was doing that kind of, ceremony beside you. In fact, we'll bring Stephen on. I think you're making a similar point. Stephen, go ahead.
Yeah, if it was another religion that was essentially an Islamic religion and, you know, they took a prayer mat out and started to pray or whatever and do things that are perfectly acceptable for their religion, it would make people feel extremely uncomfortable. And you guys would have a totally different story. You wouldn't be saying this girl is wrong. My personal thing is,
okay,
it wouldn't have offended me.
Let's bring in Pastor Madden again. Pastor, if it was, say for example, let's say a Muslim ceremony or religious offering that they were coming to your table with, would you treat that any differently?
Not a chance, Danny. It would not offend me in any way. In actual fact, if someone came, I would engage with them. But here's the problem, Danny. This is what's important. Anytime someone goes into a restaurant, they should ask the owner's permission if it's okay to give gospel literature out. If he says no, then you leave. It's the same at the front door. Would you take a gospel tract? No, sorry, they close the door. That's where I believe these individuals went wrong. They should have had permission because the guy or the owners of the restaurant, if we go into pubs to give gospel tracts out, we ask the owners before we do it.
How can you ask for permission to knock on someone's door without actually knocking on the door and saying, this is what I'm here to do? You've got Paul there in our Down. He says he doesn't like it. He doesn't want people coming his door.
Well, do you know what? I don't mean to be condescending to Paul. Do you know what he needs to get? A little saying, no cold calling. The PSN, I give them out.
Well, there you go, Paul. Stick a sign in your window.
I don't mind cold calling. I don't want to have religious tracts voiced upon me.
You're missing the point. It's not religion. I don't believe religion is a thing that can be forced on people. It's a choice, freedom of choice.
You're dead right. No. It can't be forced on people. That's exactly the point.
But
you
have the right, Paul, to say no, to close the door and say, look, I am not interested in your religion, regardless of what you feel.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah, so what's the problem? Is it just that fact that they are at your door? If it was someone trying to sell you a Hoover, would it be any different?
Yes, it's not the fact that it's different. It's the fact that it's happening. The fact remains that they feel that they have the right to arrive at my door and try and foist their religion upon me, because that's what they're doing.
Do they not have the right, to some extent, to come and knock on your door?
They have the right to come and knock on my door. I have the right to say, go away.
Exactly.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
And that's what happens.
Let's take some more callers. David in Newton Arch. David, go ahead.
Morning, Vinny.
Morning.
To the pastor there. I don't mind. I'm not religious, but I don't mind if somebody hands me a tract on the street. I don't mind if they come to my door, which they do quite often. I take a tract off them and I read it, even though I'm not religious. But in a restaurant, that's a no-no. And I want to ask the pastor this. If he was having a church meeting, a tent mission, whatever, and I decided with my family, and mind you, there's a quite a lot of us, maybe 17, but even 10, say, and come in and start and have a picnic in the middle of it, what would he think of that?
What do you mean?
Well, David, listen, you're as far as east is from the west in comparison, because you missed the point, didn't you? I just said to Vinny there that you should ask the owner's permission before you do it. So I think your point's been somewhat dissolved. So if they didn't ask permission, then they're wrong.
Well, there you go, David. Are you happy with that?
No, I'm not. He still didn't answer me. Would he like me coming and having a picnic in the middle of his service? That's what I'm asking.
Go ahead, Pastor. Are you happy for David to come in and have a picnic in your service?
Well, okay. Would you do it, David?
I might. Would you say yes?
Then come next Sunday and do it then.
I might. Maybe not this Sunday, but I might arrive sometime.
I know it is Friday.
Go ahead. Come
thank you.
Of course, I would like to see what the BBC would do when you did do it and what the media would do. Probably would do nothing.
Well,
no, he's asking, are you going to invite him? Will you allow him? He's not saying he's going to force himself.
Well, if he comes with a picnic, can he bring something that I like? Because I'll maybe join in.
Yes, I will. I'll bring green buns and everything.
Right, okay. Enough of that. This is just getting silly.
Thank you, Harry.
Mervin in Hollywood. Go ahead, Mervin.
Good morning, Vinny. You well?
I don't know. I think I've fallen asleep or something and I'm actually having some kind of weird dream and brought on by too much cheese. Go ahead, Mervin. Make your point.
Is it Mr. Madden? Is that who it is?
It's Pastor Brian Madden, yes.
All right, okay. I don't know what a pastor is, but it doesn't matter anyway. I just want to say one thing to him. Mr. Madden, there are people out there who don't believe in what you believe. There are people out there who don't go to church. There are people out there who don't read the Bible. There are people out there who don't accept for 1 minute what you say
or what you think. But what's your point, Mervin? We know that.
Because I don't want him coming into a restaurant and trying to tell me where I'm going wrong. This is what it's about. He is simply trying to foster his opinion onto me. Does he ever go into a pub?
Okay, let's let Pastor Madden respond. Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, yes, many pubs. But again, as I said, Vinny, we always ask permission. But I don't know, forcing, coercing, foresting, this is crazy. Vinny, you're right. Offer someone a track. No, thank you. Sorry for the intrusion. Walk on. Get permission before you do it, and it's easily sorted out. That's
true. Although going back to Kelly and her story, what she said was that the two gentlemen did stay at the table for quite some time, and it had to be whenever the staff came over and said, are you okay? She shook her head and said no, that they then asked them to move. So obviously there is not everyone that approaches people with tracts is quite so soft about it. Maybe they are. Because once again, this is where people believe, have a true belief in their religion, and they're trying to share what they see as their happiness, their faith, with other people. They feel like they're trying to do them a good turn. Let's go to Michael in Belfast. Michael, go ahead.
Hi, Vinny. I was just sitting there. I do totally agree with your man there, stating about receiving junk or people that come around to your door. Like, so I live around the Donegal Road area, and I constantly get it every weekend.
What kind of stuff are you getting through the door?
Stuff to join the church, or something about the Bible or something like that.
But what's wrong with that?
I just don't, like I said, if I have, especially if I think on the door to say no jokes, no some type of literature coming around, you know, you still, it's just to say I don't want it. If I want to join a church, you know, like I said,
okay,
I do go to church when I want to go. You know, I don't have to have people come around. It's like me going around trying to sell you something and you tell me to clear off. You know, I'd expect that.
Well, do you think, Michael, do they respond or react to this kind of thing differently? For example, say if you're being handed a leaflet for broadband or a takeaway or on the street or through your door, do they react differently to that and more hostile when it is connected to your religion?
Well, I wouldn't say they would be hostile. I just think it's like, you know,
I think he's maybe dropped off. But Fanolo, we'll bring you back in at this point. What do you reckon? Is it something that people react different to? Maybe a little bit more hostile because it's religion for whatever reason.
And people will react in all sorts of different ways. Basically, when I get tracked through my door, my dog chews them up. So I think that's probably the best way to deal with them as far as I'm concerned. Any religious beliefs or otherwise that I may have are private to me, and that's how I see it. Now, obviously, people from an evangelical persuasion see it very differently. They think they have a duty to tell people about Jesus, and that's what they seem to feel very compelled to do. But I was just thinking, this business of asking permission of the owner before you go into a pub or a restaurant to actually to go in there and to sort of give out tracts, yes, and to approach people, I don't really think that holds, because the people in there, they're all individuals. The manager can't decide whether or not that they will feel open to receiving these or whether they'll feel very hostile to receiving these. That's not the decision of the manager themselves. I think it's a very individual thing. And I think when you go in to a premises, you should be able to be free to enjoy yourself in whatever way you like without someone else coming over and telling you how you should be living your life.
Okay. All right. Jim in Hillsborough. Good morning, Jim.
Morning.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I'm saved since I was 15. And if I get an opportunity at all, I give a track out.
And why do you do that? Why do you feel the need to do that, Jim?
Oh, well, it has nothing to do with me. God only... Know what God does? Whenever you're saved, God wants you to do one thing. And that's be faithful. And you must be faithful to God. And I've always learnt over the years, if I get a chance, I was up in Newcastle here not so long ago, and I met these people coming out of the chapel. And I went over to tell them, and I says, would you like a couple of tracts? Oh, yes, thanks very much. That's very shiny. So that's the sort of things I do, because I'm faithful.
What about, Jim, in the scenario that Kelly was in a restaurant where they've gone, they were religious, but let's just say, who knows if they were or they weren't, but they were there for a meal. They weren't necessarily there for people to approach them and hand out literature, whatever it might be.
That's fair enough. I was in a restaurant here not so long ago. I don't go into restaurants too much, but I was in a restaurant a while back there, and I could have checked up a whole row of how to want it till there was this music going on all the time. Music going on.
And what was wrong with the music?
Well, that's what I say, but it wasn't Christian music, but I could have checked up, but I'm not that sort of a boy. I could have turned around and say, why not put on some Christian music to suit me and maybe some other people? But I wouldn't do that. But you see, another thing I'm going to
say... You think it's double standards, Jim?
Pardon?
Do you think it's double standards?
Oh yes, the thing, the way I look at it is I could check up around, but I'm not that sort of a guy. I'm the sort of a man that God asks me to be faithful,
okay,
just like our pastor there. He's faithful and everybody else. You yep and do what we have to do for God. And another thing too is the people has the right not to take it.
Okay, Jim, thank you. Andrew in Lisburn. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yes, good morning, Finney. I would just like to address Pastor Madden there.
He's listening. Say good morning to him.
Good morning, Pastor Madden.
Good morning.
I've been involved in Christian mission across the denominations for a number of years. And for me, I have no qualms about saying that this stuff is on the lunatic fringe. The Apostle Paul says that the man of God mustn't strive, but be gracious. And even in the operation of the glossia, the tongues, decency and order. Because for people who don't believe, think you're mad. This to me was overbearing. It was out of place. It does the cause of Christ no harm. And taking the lead in graciousness, this young woman deserves an apology.
Okay.
It seems very menacing.
Okay, Andrew, it's an interesting point. Pastor, last point on this, if you want to respond to that.
Yeah, well, sure. I don't need to respond to it because you've already administered grace. As I said, they should have asked permission. They were out of order if they didn't, and when they're asked to leave, they should have left. So I don't see Andrew's point, to be honest with you, because you have to operate in grace. Create riches at Christ's expense.
Yeah, but in terms of the desired effect that these guys wanted this to have on Kelly, for example, in this instance, it had the opposite effect.
Okay, and it can have the adverse effect. See, I go to Spain from a holiday. My goodness, you're tortured by people coming around trying to sell you elephants and every... sort of artifact when you're sitting at the table. You go on to some places in the summer in Lisburn Road, you've got rose sellers coming round offering you stuff at your tables. Where do we draw the line?
Okay.
No laws have been broken. An apology should be given if someone has been offended. I would have no problem apologising in a graceful manner, and I don't think any other Christian should have an apology, a problem apologising.
Okay. Pastor Brian Madden, thank you very much. Fionnuala Meredith, thank you as well.